Hello, this is your girl Shanti, keeping it 100. I'm super excited to be back. I just want to let y'all know that today is the day that you need to sit down, sip on you some tea or some wine, and listen to what I have to tell you, because this is important. And I need every parent to understand the impact that you're having on your children and you don't even realize it. So this is the thing. When we have kids, a lot of times, most of us, when we go into having relationships or getting married, we'll expect the other partner to be there. And I'm not going to sit here and bash men, because there are some amazing fathers out here that love their kids and are very present. So this is not a bashing to men. This is more so allowing women to understand that when we do make decisions with lying down with certain men or getting with certain men, we have to prepare ourselves for the worst. And I know some people might say, well, if I'm getting married or I'm in a relationship with someone and I love this person and this person loves me, why do I need to prepare myself for the worst? Well, this is the thing. When you have a child, you have to think in the back of your head that if this man leaves tomorrow, I have some money saved. My credit score is good. I don't have to depend on this person for my everything. Because if he left you tomorrow, you wouldn't know what to do without him. And we never want to think about a person leaving us. We never want to think about a relationship going down the drain or a divorce. But these things happen in this reality. And whether we want to think about it or whether we want to talk about it, you need to always have a plan. And I'm noticing that a lot of people don't have a plan. So the plan becomes their children. I don't know if you just heard what I said. Your plan becomes your children. When I say your plans becomes your children, I'm going to say your oldest child has to take care of the youngest child because of your choices. Now, had you, when you decided to be with that, your significant partner, had a plan and maybe had some money put to the side, already was thinking in your head, like, I need to make sure that I'm financially secure enough to be able to cover certain things or make sure my child can go to after school programs if this person decided to leave tomorrow. Especially if you know he ain't got no job and he can't really help you. That means that you already knew that you were going into this relationship single, because a man with no money is a financial burden, and the same thing with a woman. So that means that if you went into this relationship knowing that this person had no income and just want to be home, sucking up the air, freeloading, wanting you to be a sugar mama and watch you take care of the kids, then you were already aware of what you signed up for. What I can never understand for the life of me is that when you have one child with somebody that's sorry and that shows you that they don't care about you or love you, what makes you go and do it again the second time around? I'm not judging anyone, but is it fair to that child, that's your oldest child, that have to be responsible for their siblings? Like, and when I say be responsible for their siblings, it's almost like, because the parent that you chose is not a great parent, they can't even be a co-parent. See, this is the thing, ladies. When you decide to be with someone, you have to look at everything about this person. If me and this person broke up tomorrow, would this person really be a good parent to my child? Will we be able to co-parent, or is this person going to give me hell and make me suffer? Excuse my French, because I'm no longer with them. So you got to know people and you got to know how they move. You got to look at how they are with other people and how they move with their other, for example, if they have other children, or how they are with their family and their mothers. We have to sit back and observe these things before making big choices in our life. And don't feel bad about yourself right now because I'm saying this, but someone hasn't had a child right now. And someone is with a man that ain't really good for them right now. And that's the same thing with a man. You may not have a child right now, and you're with a woman right now that cannot fulfill you. Y'all can't build together. What is the purpose of being with somebody if you can't build with them? I always say, I don't want a hurt mate. I want a help mate. Eve, if the story with Adam and Eve, did Eve just come to just be a bump on a log, or did Eve come to be a helpmate to Adam? You know, Eve was there to serve her purpose. And a lot of women are not serving their purpose. A lot of women are getting comfortable with in their marriages or in their relationships and not fulfilling their husband's needs or their significant other needs, because they feel like, well, I already got you and I got the babies and that's it. Some of y'all only having intercourse with your man only to make babies, and you wondering why they going out and cheating on you. And I'm not ever trying to make nobody feel less than, but we got to get to the real truth. How is it that you only good to have sex with when we making a baby, but I can't get you to be that free woman that you was when I first met you? It's not an end game. Okay? This is not Marvel. This is not Thanos. This is real deal stuff that we need to discuss and get to the bottom of. Why are people so comfortable with having children when you don't have enough income to barely take care of yourself? Why are people so comfortable having children when you already know that your partner is like a child? Why are people so comfortable having children just to bring them into a world to struggle and be teased at school and bullied because they can barely wear a nice pair of shoes and a nice fit like all the other kids? If you can't do it for you, why bring a child in this world to suffer? Why are children having children for their children to raise their children? And I'm like, that might just went over your head, but it's like, you're having kids so they can be your maids, so they can be your servants. Some of y'all too lazy to go get a remote. Some of y'all too lazy to go wash dishes. Don't get me wrong, your kids deserve to have chores, but you did not have children to make them slaves. I'm gonna repeat myself again. You did not have children to make them slaves. Your kids did not come into this world to be your servants. It's our job to teach our children to be amazing adults. And if this is what you're teaching your child, then your children are going to create the same stance, and it's going to be a generational curse, like I always talk about. Let's break generational curses. And how can we break them when we're still repeating the same cycles? I'm not going to ever sit here and tell someone that, hey, because you might not know you was going to get a divorce. You might not knew that, you know, your partner and you was not going to make it work. But one thing you need to know, when you decide to have a child, don't have a child because your man wants you to have a child. Have a child because you want your child too. So that way, if that person decides to leave, you won't feel like, look at this child as if like, damn, if I didn't have you, you wouldn't have ruined my life wouldn't be like this. Because it takes two to tangle. And 9 times out of 10, you've already been with this man long enough to know that he was not, excuse my French, anything. He wasn't shit. You already knew this. He gave you all the signs. He never left that couch in the living room. He stuffed his face all the time. All he ever wanted to do was play games. And when I say play games, I'm not talking about playing games with chicks. I'm talking about playing games on the videos. And don't get me wrong, I'm not going to sit here and bash video game playing, because I play video games. My man play video games. My child play video games. But if all you're doing is playing video games and you ain't getting up to go to work, homeboy, it's a problem. Because first of all, I expect that type of stuff for children that are minors that cannot work. I do not expect that from a grown man. So some of y'all around here dealing with little boys that don't want to work and they just want to be, you know what I'm saying, a burden. And they don't even care that you're struggling so hard to meet, you know, ends meet. They don't care about that. They don't care that you got 2 kids. All they care about is what you can do for them. And once you can no longer do for them, you are no longer anything to them. You're baked chicken. They're going to move on to the next person. Because what can you do for me? A lot of men are being with you because they want you to do something for them. They want you to take care of them. And that's vice versa with a woman. A lot of women are with men because they want to get taken care of. There's no excuses in life. I could sit here and make excuses with all the health issues that I have and all the odds that's been against me, but I'm not making excuses. I'm trying to break generational curses. I'm trying to eat better. I'm trying to do things so I can live a long time for my family. So if I can do it, anyone can do it. Anyone. I see people all the time is a bigger inspiration. You got people that don't have any legs, don't have any arms, but they still out here trying to get in their bag and do what they need to do to provide for their family. If they can do it, you can do it. The only excuse is you. You making all the excuses and you're not putting any effort into doing something better for yourself. If you're having children and you're in poverty, you can't blame anybody but yourself, because you can get out of poverty. We can all get out of poverty. We don't have to be making excuses. Stop having kids if you can't take care of them. That's just all it is to it. Stop being with men that if they left you tomorrow, they won't be able to provide for your family or provide for these kids. Stop being with women that you already knew when you was with her that she was out there in these streets. You know what I'm saying? Thotting and botting. And now you don't have a baby by her and you wonder why your daughter thotting and botting now. You chose this woman and now you mad because this woman is the influence in your child life. But you wanted you a woman that had an education. You claim you wanted your woman to be, you know, all of these things. You wanted you a smart woman. You wanted a woman that was submissive and all this. But yet you keep getting women that ain't for you. And I'm talking to the men now. Stop complaining about your life when you created this life, because you know you met that woman on. And it's nothing against poll workers, because you got to get your mean, you got to get your money by all means necessary. But why are you mad that she on the polls if that's how you met her? Why you want to change her life? This is how you met her, and now you think that because you with her, she's going to change for you? Homeboy, nope. That ain't the case. She likes that attention. She likes that money, and that's just what it is. And it ain't nothing you can do about that. So if you know you don't want a pole dancer, why are you dealing with a pole dancer? If you know all you wanted was a piece of tail, then why you ain't wrap it up? Don't get mad at women for being who they are when you could learn to better yourself as well. And you can learn to keep that thing in your pants and start sticking it into some good, successful vagina. Everything that look good ain't good. You got these crazy women out here and they are losing their shit. That's why I say this is not ever going to just be a bashing situation for just men. It's for women too. And I'm only going to this extent because I'm not liking the stuff that I'm seeing out here in the world. I'm not liking our youth. I'm not liking how parents are expecting so much on their putting so much burdens on their children to do the stuff that they can't do. I don't like that. I would never do that to my child. I'm not bringing a child into this world to suffer. I'm not doing it. We're going to take a break and I'm going to be right back, because as of always, I'm going to give y'all the truth. And that's all it is going to be. Hello, Shanti's audience. Oh my goodness. I want to talk about my ladies, my crazy ladies. So some of y'all are definitely becoming a little crazy after y'all get a little taste of the chocolate fountain. And I just want to say that, you know, it's not worth selling your soul for the chocolate fountain, because some people are willing to do whatever it takes to keep a man. And I mean, it could be degrading yourself. I would never judge a person if they wanted to bring other people, you know, in their bedroom. It's not my place to judge anyone. It's not my place to tell a person what they should and should not do. If it's enjoyable to you and that's something that you believe in, then at the end of the day, I'm just going to just have to respect your decision. But if you know in your heart of hearts that that's not something that you want to do, and you're feeling forced to do these things to keep a man, that man is not for you. Okay? I love me some Michael Blackson. He's one of my favorite comedians. And I'm going to always say alleged to protect me. This is all alleged. But from my understanding, the woman that he's married to is very aware that he has a chick every month. And it got to be a new chick. He can have him some fun with her, do their thing, and go on about his. And then I guess the girl going about her business. And then his wife can only have females. Okay, that's something that she's okay with. That's something that she wants to do because she wants to be with Michael Blackson, okay? If you're not a person that's willing to accept this type of stuff and you find yourself wanting a man so bad that you are literally degrading yourself, and I'm not saying this young woman is degrading herself because that was her choice, but I'm saying if in your heart that you know that you would never do nothing like that, and you know that you're only doing it because the man wasn't going to stop cheating anyways, and you had to psych yourself out to accept this kind of behavior, it's not okay. I just want ladies to get to a place in their life where they're not doing things that they don't want to do, and just be real with yourself. Because guess what? Just because this man that you're dealing with right now, you really feeling him, you may like him, you may love him, or whatever, may not be the man for you, doesn't mean there's not a man for you. Sometimes I feel like women are settling, and you know, because they're afraid to be alone. And they just feel like, dang, I can't ever seem to get no one. I might as well just settle with this person and just make it work. Or whatever, you know, because all the men are the same. No, not all men are the same. The men that you're dealing with are the same. The places that you're meeting these men at are not good places. Where did you meet these men at? Was it the club? You know, like I'm gonna need you to change your environments, change the way you think about stuff, and change your approach on stuff, because not all men are bad. There are some good men out here, but there's also some good men that turn bad because because some women have been hurt and they don't know how to treat a good man. So whatever problems that you had in your old relationship with your partner, you brought those problems into your new relationship with the good man, and it's not fair to him at all. So I'm speaking to my ladies today. Ask yourself, why are you willing to do so many crazy things to keep a man that don't want to be kept in the first place? And y'all know how much I love my girl. I want to get her name right, but I cannot think of it. But she was with Neo. And she was doing so much stuff to try to keep Neo. She got her tubes tied, you know, allegedly. And she ended up, now she's married now to an amazing man. He seems like she treats her right. She looks like she's heads over heels for him. He loves her kid. She loves his kid. But she did something for Neo, and Neo didn't even want her. He was selfish. He made her tie her tubes, allegedly. Then got married to his new chick. Had more kids with this woman, and now she's only stuck with his two kids. When I talk about decisions, I talk about even making decisions for yourself. If you know in your mind that you might want to have more kids later down the line, don't tie your tubes because a man tells you to. You do stuff because you want to do it. Don't be around here bringing people in your bedroom if you know that you don't want people in your bedroom. Don't be around here, you know, being a side chick if you know that you want to be married. Don't waste your time in your life doing things that you don't want to do and doing things that don't make you happy. If it makes you happy, then all means necessary, do what you got to do. But if it's not happiness with what you're doing, please change the way you think about stuff and change your habits. Now, I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back on this topic because I still have more to say, and I want to talk to my fellas now. Hello, Shanti's audience. We back from break. So I said I want to talk to my fellas, and that's exactly what I'm finna do. So fellas, I know something that a lot of women are just learning, and when you see a woman, you already know if that woman is somebody that you want to spend the rest of your life with. You already know if this woman is wifey material. You know if this woman is going to be somebody that you just going to hit and quit, or somebody that you want to play around with. My question to you is, when you come across a crazy woman and you think that you can just hit it and quit it, and there's no repercussions for dabbing into that sauce, why are you surprised when your car's windows are being broken and your tires are being flattened? I wonder, is it an excitement at that time that, or the fact that this woman is acting crazy about you that maybe give you an adrenaline? Because every man knows if they want to be with a particular woman. And I'm going to tell you something, ladies. Some of you have dated a man in the past and you did everything right, and he still wouldn't wife you. He wouldn't give you a ring. He didn't want to take you home to mama's house. It was nothing that you can do to make this man want to basically go to the next level with you. And that's because he already knew that you were only going to be at one level, and that was not leveling up. And when I say leveling up, I mean leveling up enough to go see his parents, leveling up enough to be a part of his life in the way that you wanted to be a part of his life, which is serious. He knew that he just wanted to play around with you, or he might even known that he got somebody at home and you just something that he just playing with in the meantime. So we have to start looking at our situations and saying, you know what? When I got with this person, did this person tell me that, hey, I don't want to be in a serious relationship? Did I think because I'm so beautiful and I'm so smart and maybe I'm so well put together, I cook, I got multiple businesses, that I could change this man when he already told me what it was up front? I never met his mama. He never brought me home. And nowadays I feel like it doesn't really matter about social media, but in my time growing up, if a person ain't posting you on social media back in my day, it was a big red flag because it's something that they want to hide. And a lot of times men do want to hide things because some are living double lives. And this is not a bashing man moment. This is a moment of Shanti's keeping it 100 and being real. Like, I need you ladies to understand, and a lot of these fellas would agree, I'm sure of it, that they already know if you are going to be somebody that they can take home to mama. They already know they just want to smash. And, you know, when I say smash, basically do a hit and run, take it and leave it, or take it and stay for a little while and then leave it. They know these things about you the very first time they lay their eyes on you. The way you carry yourself, they might already say like, oh, nah, this is going to be a little bit of fun. But in your head, you're thinking that this is going to be something serious. You're going to be able to be with this person for the rest of your life. No. Sometimes you have to be smart about it. Ask a person when you first meet them up front, hey, do you plan on having kids? You know, do you want to be married? Like, ask these questions so you can know the answer, so you don't have any expectations that are not realistic to this person. And another issue that I have as well is that a lot of women are being angry at men for keeping it real. Most women these days are being with men that have girlfriends, and they're wanting to be in the same role of the girlfriends. So you already know that you're a side chick, but you want to be the main chick. So then when you say, if you do become the main chick, because the main chick says, you know what, I'm tapping out, you tried me, this main chick is a good woman, and now he go ahead and say, you know what, I don't have my main chick anymore, I have no choice, so I gotta make my side chick the main chick. Guess what? Just because you became the main chick, that doesn't mean anything. You was the main chick by default, and you're gonna still have to worry about that man stepping out on you, because the same way you got him is the same way you gonna lose him again. Or you're not going to lose him. You're going to just keep sticking around. And he's going to keep doing what he want to do regardless. Sometimes we have to psych ourselves out and tell ourselves like, oh, you know, every man is this way, so I might as well just put up with this man. Every man ain't that way. It's just your man. I'm just tell you that. And we're getting to a place in society when I'm starting to realize that everything God said in the Bible, oh my goodness. If you read your Bible, you'll see that it's true. What's right is wrong, and what's wrong is right. And like, it seems like, you know, a lot of people just don't have no morals anymore, no self-respect. Back in the day, man, it was okay to just be the woman that a man could chase. Now there's no chase. Everybody just like, you know, want to have a good time. And I just wish that we could still be in a time frame where people had a little bit more respect about themselves and just wanted to do things the right way. But I mean, I'm not gonna judge, but it's just like, we used to have a little bit more self-respect about ourselves, you know? And I'm not saying that if a woman had a one-night stand, that doesn't mean that she doesn't have self-respect about herself, because some one-night stands have turned into a marriage of 10 years. So like I said, That just goes to show that man knew that he wanted to marry you when he lays eyes on you. So even though you gave it to him that one night, you got you a ring maybe 3-4 months after that. So he knew that he wanted to wife you regardless. So if the one night stands turned into marriage goals, hey, cool. But for the people that's just dropping it low and having so much fun and not using protected sex, I got a problem with that, because it's just too much stuff out here. And y'all got to do better. Y'all got to have a little bit more respect for yourselves. It's time to get back to the days where you go get tested. Whatever happened to people getting tested? You go from one partner to another partner and you don't know what you got and what that person got. And y'all just spreading all kind of stuff. And now I'm starting to believe that people are coming. A lot of diseases are being created because nobody wants to get tested no more. Everybody want to just have fun, have a good time. Did people forget that a lot of diseases are out here? I'm just saying, like, where is the respect? And I don't care what relationship you in. I don't care if it's heterosexual. I don't care if it's LGBTQ. I don't care if it's any relationship. You all need to be tested. You all have to look out for yourselves, okay? Diseases are not going anywhere. And I just want everybody out here to make sure that you're being protected, and, you know, and using safe sex. And that's just for any relationship. Obviously, if you're married, you know, your partner, you do not have to wrap it up. However, if you know your partner out here cheating
and doing things and ain't got no minutes doing and making babies, wrap it up, okay? I'm talking to anybody in the world that is out here having fun and not thinking that there's consequences or that thinking that diseases just don't went away. The diseases are still here. And to be honest with you, there's more and more diseases coming up these days than it was in my time. So I'm just really, really hoping and praying that people start doing more safe sex. Again, if you're married and you trust your partner, cool. But if you know that you got a partner that got like a wandering eye, or that likes to have a good time, or you knew he was a cheater when you married him kind of situation, yeah, I'm going to need you to wrap it up, because diseases ain't going nowhere and safe sex is important. And I just do not want people to be in a place where they're having so much fun that they don't even know who gave them something. So you just basically blaming the wrong people and you don't even know that it was, you know, Alex or Susie. And these are all names that are just coming up from the top of my head. I'm just saying, you don't know. You were just messing with Billy, Susie, Alex, Jill, Kelly, you know, all these different people. And now you don't got something that you don't even know what the situation is. Let's go back to how it used to be, y'all. Get tested. You know, let's practice safe sex again. Like, it is okay. Let's get back to the morals. Let's get back to doing the right thing. Okay? I love y'all, and I'm going to always keep it real, and I'm going to be signing out, but I really, really think that we can all make a change together, and people can start being happy and being in healthy relationships if you don't ignore the warning signs, because warning comes before destruction. And I do feel like a lot of women think that if they, let me just say this before I sign out. So some women think that they can just leave a man and a man is just supposed to wait around for you. Men are totally different than women, okay? They don't like being alone. They don't like feeling hurt. So when a man decides, when a woman decides that she wants to break up with a man and he moves on to the next woman, and that woman is somebody that he eventually end up caring about or liking or loving, just because you are somebody important in his life don't think that you could just ease your way back into his life and think that you can run some stuff now. Oh, I'm back now. Whoever you dealing with, you need to just bounce because I'm the queen. Let me tell you something. My mama was one person that always told me, whatever you go through in your relationship, you need to work it out. You need to make sure that if you decide to leave, that you know you want to leave, because there is a such thing called break babies. There is a such thing called, you know, when you ain't with that person no more, they might fall for the next person, you know, and you think you finna come back and you finna just get back in where you fit in. But guess what? Somebody already is cozy in your chair. Okay. It ain't always easy to get back in where you fit in. And, you know, especially if this person don't got a taste of a nice woman that don't argue with them and don't nag them and that, you know, is submissive. Oh, it's over, homie. It ain't going to be as easy and cozy to get back in that chair, because you don't let them have a break and go have a taste of what sweetness is, because maybe you was a little bitter, but now they got a little sweet taste of somebody and they don't want to go back to the old. They want to be out with the old and in with the new. So I want y'all to remember something, ladies. When y'all decide to put that man out because he cheating, but then you decide to take him back the next 2 weeks after he just cheated, was it really worth it to argue about it, get through it? But what tone are you setting other than having a break baby? I'm not saying sit here and deal with some cheating, but if you know you're going to be with the person, just get through it. I mean, I don't know. Or I just don't see the purpose of just breaking up constantly and then getting right back together. I mean, either you're going to deal with the fact that this person is a cheater, or you're going to move on and get somebody that's not a cheater. Because I'm a firm believer in once a cheater, always a cheater. And the only time a man ain't gonna be a cheater is if you worth it to him. Men are capable of not cheating. I would never say a man is not capable of not cheating. But a man will only not cheat if he feels like you are worthy of him not cheating on. It gotta be something special about you. And I'm not saying some women that done got cheated on are not worthy. That's not what I'm getting at. please don't take that and run with it. What I'm saying is that a man is capable of not doing it if he wants to. If he don't want to do it, he just ready to have some fun, he's not ready to be serious, he's going to play around. So it's up to you to say, you know what, do I want to wait to see when this person want to be serious, when he's like maybe in his 40s or 50s, or do I want to just say, you know what, I'm not waiting around, I'm young, I deserve better. Let me find someone that is mature just like me and that is ready to settle down and take life serious. Never, ever, ever think that because you got cheated on it with something that you did wrong. No, sometimes some men just ain't ready to settle down or they don't want to be with you. But that doesn't mean that God doesn't have a plan for you. It's just that your time was just not with that person. It was seasonal, baby, okay? So don't beat yourself up sometimes when you see a person with another person. Well, when you see a man with another woman 5 years from now or even a year from now, and you're like, dang, what was it about her that made him stay and not me? He was just ready to settle down, or maybe she was dealing, or maybe that particular person is still dealing with the same thing you would have been dealing with had you stayed around. We would never know. But in life, you just deal with what you got to deal with and keep it pushing and stop dwelling on things forever. Again, I love y'all. And the reason I felt the need to talk about safe sex today is because I think that it's very important for anyone that's out here having any sexual activities or doing anything that can create a disease or that can, from partner to partner being spread, wrap it up. It's okay. We can go back to how it used to be. I love y'all. This is your girl, Shanti's Keeping It 100. I'm signing out. It's going to always be peace, love, and happiness.